each one of us. And I thank him for that this morning. I thank him that he's made a way that we could all go to heaven this morning. And if you're here this morning and you're on your way to heaven, we got something to praise him for. We got something to be thankful for. And he's alive, and I know he is, because I felt him all morning. I felt his presence since we've been here this morning. I got up early this morning, and I sat on the front porch swing, and he sat there, and he swung right with me. And I tell you, I'm thankful that we can live for him and live with him today. And if you don't have him down in your heart today, I pray that before you leave here this morning, I pray that you'd come to know this man that we're talking about, this man named Jesus. And he is so good. And you know, there hadn't been one time in my Christian walk, I lived the first 25 years of my life for the devil, but I'm telling you, since I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, there ain't been one day that I've ever regretted it. I'm thankful to be in my Father's house this morning. And all the things of this old world that's out and about here in this world, I pray that you can leave it out there this morning, and I pray that you can come in here and worship him in spirit and truth this morning, because he's worthy today to be praised. He's worthy to be worshiped this morning, and I pray that he'll put a song down in your heart like the songs that we've been singing, because I'm telling you, we've got something to be singing about, and I'm telling you, we're living in a world today that needs to be hearing them songs that I'm talking about today. This world needs to hear about this man named Jesus this morning, and I thank him for what I know down deep in my heart. There ain't nobody who'll ever convince me that my God's not real today. This whole world may tell you this and it may tell you that, but there's all kinds of this stuff that's floating around that my God's not real. I'm here to tell you today he's real. He's alive forevermore, and he's alive in here this morning. I don't know if you can feel it or not, but I feel it up and down the back of my neck. The hairs are standing up on it, and I'm thankful that I know in my heart that it's real today. I'm thankful that we don't all have to be deceived. I'm telling you, there was a time in my life I didn't know him, but I'm thankful that I know him now. I'm thankful that I know him, and I know the path that I'm on. And you know the path that you're on this morning. This whole world is going to fall by the wayside one day. People are dying and going to hell, and the obituaries ain't going to get them in this morning. But I'm telling you, my God is real, and my God is faithful. We've all got a Christian walk and a Christian journey that we're on this morning, and I hope you're on the right path this morning. I hope that Jesus set you on the solid rock. And if you're on it today, it might get slick sometimes, but you hang on, because he's made a way for each one of us this morning. I pray that the Lord would be with us this morning. I prayed all morning that he'd help me to stand and give what he'd have me to give, and no more and no less this morning. And I pray that if you're here and you need to come and you need to check up, if you need to ask God for whatever it is, you come on. Don't wait till the end of the service. Don't wait till the end of the preaching. Don't wait too long. I just pray that you'd come and that you'd move when God asked you to move this morning. And I thank him for allowing us to be here. I'm thankful for the privilege to be here this morning. I don't know you folks hardly at all, but it's good to be here. It's good to be amongst my brothers and sisters in God's house. I'm thankful to be in my Father's house this morning. But if you would, open up your Bibles to Genesis chapter 50. I don't know exactly what direction we'll go after we read this. I've been all over the place. But I just pray that the Lord would have his way this morning. And I guess the thought of what the Lord has given me before we read this, we can't let yesterday dictate today. We can't let the trials and the tribulations of our Christian walk dictate today. We can't let it dictate tomorrow. We need to stay on path for our Heavenly Father this morning. He's got every one of you on a journey this morning. You're on a different journey than I am. Our journey is to get to heaven today. But I'm going to tell you today, my walk is going to be a different path maybe than what yours is. But God's called us all to follow him. And I want us to think about that. We got so many circumstances today, so many trials and tribulations. My brother may be going through a different trial than I'm going through, but it's the same God today. His the trial and his valley may be just a little bit deeper than mine, but it's the same God that's going to see him through the valley today, that's going to get him to the other side. But if you would, in Genesis chapter 50, we'll start in verse 16. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, Thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall you say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee, now the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones, and be comforted them, and spake kindly unto them. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, as humbly as we know how this morning, Lord. We just want to thank you, God, for filling your presence this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this church beside the road, Lord. We just pray, God, that you'd be with the folks that's in here this morning, Lord. I pray, God, that you'd help me to stand, Lord, and to give your word, Lord, what you'd have me to say, Lord. I pray, God, that you'd prepare hearts to receive it this morning, Lord. We're living in a time, Lord, where pretty pictures are getting painted, but they turn out not to be so pretty, Lord. But I pray, God, that you just help us all, Lord, to live a life that's pleasing to you, Lord. And we hope to be a help this morning, Lord, to the folks, Lord. And I pray, God, that you just show up, Lord. We're thankful for the spirit that we feel here this morning, Father. And God, we just ask you again, Lord, just to have your way, Lord. Help us to move if you say to move, Lord. And God, again, we just thank you for the reading of your word. And it's in Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen. And amen. And if you don't get nothing out of what I say this morning, the reading of his word, it's always good. And I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful that we've got his word that we can fall back on no matter what. But here we got a picture of Joseph. And I know that it's probably very familiar scripture on the life of Joseph. But if there was ever a man that was portrayed as a picture of Christ, it's Joseph. He turned out, he went through so many trials and so many tribulations, but he stayed on track. He knew that the course that he had to follow the Lord this morning, and he did. And you know, he didn't look onto the things and the trials and the tribulations. He kept his eyes focused on the Lord, and he tried to do everything that the Lord would have him to do. He knew that he had a job to do. You remember in chapter 37, it started out, and Joseph dreamed those dreams. And if you remember Joseph, as he dreamed those dreams, he might should have kept them to himself, but his brothers was already had a little bit of the jealousy toward him, because they knowed that how Jacob felt about poor Joseph. But yet he dreamed those dreams, and then he shared it with them about the brothers would eventually bow down to him. They sure didn't take that very well. And they had even harder feelings toward Joseph. And the Bible tells us that Joseph, that the brothers had such an envy and such jealousy towards him, that they cast him into that pit. They even considered killing him and taking his life. But yet, he was thrown into that pit. But they chose to spare him. They chose to better themselves with finances by selling him into slavery. And here Joseph didn't ask for any of those things. Brothers and sisters, you may be here this morning and you haven't asked for the situation and the circumstances that you're in this morning. But yet we're in them. We have trials and tribulations in this life. Just because that we're Christians today doesn't mean that the path's going to be easy. But yet Joseph, he got sold into the slavery. But God showed up. He was sold to the Ishmaelites. And then the Ishmaelites sold him to Potiphar. In chapter 39, you don't have to turn there, but you can if you'd like. But it talks about here in chapter 39, he was sold into this slavery. And it says, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Here a man is sold as a slave, a servant. But as immediately he was sold into Potiphar's house, but they saw God's favor upon Joseph. I'm going to tell you, you can't see God's favor on somebody that's got one foot in and one foot out today. If you want God's favor upon your life today, we need to be living for Him. We need to be living a life that's pleasing to our Heavenly Father. And so many today are missing the boat today. So many people in God's house that comes to the churches today are really missing the boat today. Because God has set a journey before us, and are we willing to do and to live for Him? It's easy to praise Him when we're on the mountaintops, but how hard is it when we're in the valleys today to lift Him up and to praise that name above all names today? What about if you were diagnosed with that cancer today? Can you go down to the hospitals and praise God and thank Him for the day that He's given you today? Not for the news that He gave you yesterday, but praise Him for the breath that He's gave you today. What about that beautiful sunshine that come up this morning? I was sitting on the porch swing and that sun come up and it lifted that and drying up the dew. But how beautiful a day that God has given us. What about that breath you took before you ever got to put your feet on the floor this morning? Did you praise Him? Did you thank Him for what He's done for you today? Because I'm telling you, if you can't thank Him at home and all these other places and in your prior life, how can you thank Him when you're on the job site and you're amongst all the lost folks that's in this world today? Because as we can sit here and we can study about Joseph, brothers and sisters, there's people that's studying your life today. There's people that's seeing your testimony. Whether we're sharing it with them or not, they're seeing it. They're looking at it today. And it's so important. But it's so important that we don't dwell on being sold into whatever circumstance you have. They did not mean this to be good for Joseph. They wanted Joseph out of their hair. But God had a plan. But what if Joseph had a bowed up right off the bat and got bitter toward God? Have you ever got bitter toward God and wondered why me? Been there. Done it. And we wonder why, Lord, are we going through these things? If there was ever a time in your life that you just kept thinking, I can't do this. You know, Joseph couldn't do this. Without Jesus Christ and without the Lord in his heart today, without having the direction and the way to go and knowing that he had faith in the Lord, where would he have been in this time of trouble? It might would have been very easy for him to have quit. I can't do this. It would have been very easy for him to have said, I ain't doing this. How many times have we been in a journey for the Lord and we just quit? Just flat out quit. Because the circumstances that we got in. Think of the circumstances that Jesus had. He didn't deserve anything that he got. But he bore every one of us, he bore the sin that we were in. But think about Joseph. Joseph was a man. But Joseph, we have a way of escape. And Joseph knew that way. He had the Lord way down deep in his heart. And I want to tell you today, church, we can't wait until we get in that valley. We can't wait until we wade out in the waters and they're up here to start crying out. We need Him way before we ever get to the valley. And that's where a lot of folks are failing today. They want to wait until the waters and all hells are raging around their lives today. But what about Him when the things are going good today? We forget what God's doing for us. We forget that He's real today. And we forget that He's God. He's God on the mountain. He's God in the valley. And I thank Him for that today. I thank Him that He's made a way for each one of us, not just to escape this life, not just to escape hell, but He is with us every day of our Christian walks, if you want Him. You know, our Heavenly Father, He's right here. He'll hold your hand this morning. You know, I don't know what your needs are this morning. But somebody's got needs in here. I know it as well as I'm standing up here. And you can say, how do you know that? I can feel it today that somebody in here needs Jesus Christ. Somebody may have Jesus Christ, but they have needs in here today that they feel like they're on rock bottom and they can't go no more. God wouldn't have given me this message this morning because I've been talking to Him and I've been praying to Him. And He knows your need this morning. And I'm going to tell you, as well as I'm standing here, He loves me. But as well as He loves me, He loves you this morning. He is so good.
He is such a good God. He's a loving God. But here he was with Joseph as he was sold into this slavery. And the life that Joseph was living, they immediately knew that he had a way with the Lord. His way was prosperous. But yet he was sold into slavery. Not always easy. Here we go on. It wasn't long, and we get on down here. And Potiphar's wife had her eye on Joseph. She starts asking Joseph to lay with her. You know, there's so many today that are falling by the wayside. They're trying to get satisfaction with the things of this world. I'm going to tell you, all the sex in this world, all the alcohol, all the drugs, it ain't a very pleasant thing to be talking about. There's probably some younger folks in here, but I'm going to tell you today, I'd rather warn them in here is to let the world have their way with them out there today. We need to be warning our young people about the things and the trials and the tribulations of this world because it's consuming them today. And there's people that are dying and going to hell, going to pay a price for eternity if they don't turn to God this morning. And think about that. Think about what we're doing today. We're sitting in God's house complacent today. We're not willing to step out and to step up out in the world today. There ain't no prayer in school today because Christians have sat in the pews, fat and happy, content with the things of this world. And we're all guilty of it. But yeah, you let the Muslims and all this other stuff fussing about the stuff at the ball games. You try to put God into something today, there's two times as many folks that's willing to stand up against it as those that'll stand up for it today. Because we as Christians today have turned our heads to it. And I'm going to tell you that our young people are going to pay for it. Our young people are paying for it today. They are. We're living in a world you can live in a glass house if you want to. But open up your eyes to the things that's going up around here. Things that you never thought you would see. You didn't see some of this junk that you see today when you were a young child. But we get immune to these things. But we don't have to. Here Joseph was already set up. And the Lord put favor in Potiphar's eyes. Here his wife asked Joseph to lay with him. But Joseph, he had more of the Lord in him than what she thought. Joseph took a stand, to stand with the Lord. He knew and he feared God. How much fear do we have today of God? How much fear do we honestly have in our lives? How many, you don't have to raise your hand, but just in the past week, would have done things different if you truly in your heart feared God? We are still living in a country that's waxing fat. You cannot hardly hear churches anymore or preachers that people are standing behind the pulpit talking about hell. I'm going to tell you, if it takes us getting just a little bit uncomfortable in God's house, I pray that you get uncomfortable today because hell is raging today and there's people that are dying and going there daily today. And it's time that we get our hearts and minds. I do not want to see nobody go there. No, I don't have an enemy in this world that I want to see go to hell. Because it's forever, forever today. Just as we can shout and just as we can sing about going to heaven, there's people that are going to hell. But yet, we let all of our trials and our tribulations just mess our whole world up. Because of our relationship with Christ. We are weak Christians a lot of times. And I ain't saying you folks, you're on your own journey just like I told you. But I can say we with some of you because I'm with you today. I can't stand up here and look down my nose at nobody in this building. That's not what God called me to do. I'm on my own journey today. And you're on your own journey. But He did call me to preach His Word. And that's what we're trying to do. To the best of our ability. It may not be much to you this morning. I may fail miserably. But God has crossed our paths again for a reason. God knows our hearts. He knows our needs today. And I'm telling you, I didn't come up with this. Sometimes it's hard to stand in God's pulpit and preach what He would have you to preach. Sometimes I'm sitting here trying to swallow it long before I can get it out. And sometimes it ain't pleasant. But the fact of the matter is, we've got folks that are dying and going to that place that we just talked about. But we cannot give up, folks. Every time things in a bump in the road, we cannot keep our eyes focused on Christ. That's when it's most important, that as Joseph, that we stay on our journey. We stay our course, because heaven's going to be our home. And we need to hang on to Him. We need to follow Him for everything that we do. We need to hang on. There's sometimes it might get slippery. There's sometimes it might get, you might be barely hanging on by that thread that it talks about. You may be barely hanging on by the tips of your fingers today, but I'm telling you today, hang on, because there's a reward that's coming. I'm talking about eternity with our Heavenly Father. I'm talking about where there's no more tears, no more sickness, no more heartaches. Think about that place this morning. And we need to get folks to go with us. We cannot quit. And we cannot take our eyes off Christ. So many today, you know, I get tired of looking in that newspaper. I get tired of looking at it online sometimes, that I just don't even look at it. We can't keep our heads in the sand, but I'm going to tell you, it is depressing. It's very depressing sometimes to see all the things of this old world. It's easy to get defeated sometimes. It's easy to think, why? Why are we going to keep up? What about Vickers Chapel over there in Stanley Valley? What are they going to close the doors over there because they don't have a pastor? I'm telling you today, you hang on this morning, because God is going to send somebody to fill your pastor position. God is going to send somebody that you need to fill this pulpit today. He has a plan today, just as He did for Joseph. He's got a plan for everybody that has a part in this building that's within the sound of the voice this morning. God has something in store for you if you're willing to stay the course. If you're willing to do what God... I don't know how many of you have grandchildren in here. They're counting on you. God has given you them children. God has given you them grandchildren. I don't know what they might be into, but God has a plan for you to be a light to those children, to be a light to those grandchildren. So many folks today, they're falling by the wayside. And I'm telling you, if you're here and you're in the sound of my voice and you're a young person today, just as Joseph, he didn't cave into this sin right here, you don't have to cave into the things of this old world either. It doesn't have to be generation after generation after generation, because I'm going to tell you, God gets down into your heart. He can change it today. I tell you, He's so good. He'll make you look through that globe that the brother was talking about. Look through a different set of glasses, because He's real today. He's alive forevermore. And I hope that He's taking up residence in your heart. He's the only one. So many, they can do the heart transplants and all that, but He's the only one I know of that can do it without leaving a scar. He took the scars for your heart transplant. I'm telling you today, He's real today. And He loves you this morning. He's got you on a journey. Are you willing to hang with Him? Here we see Joseph. It don't take much for us sometimes till we fall plumb off and get in a ditch. But Joseph's hanging on. And here, his wife kept on until she finally lied. She told Potiphar that Joseph had tried to do that to her. And here is a completely innocent man. Completely innocent. He took a stand to do what was right. And here Joseph ended up being cast into prison. If you haven't at this point, how many of you have been cast into prison for some doing something right? You know, there's no doubt there's probably folks in there that have been in prison that are innocent. But most of those folks that are in there are probably guilty. But yet Joseph didn't deserve it. Just as our Savior didn't deserve it. He didn't deserve the stripes. He didn't deserve his blood to be shed. He didn't deserve to be hung on that tree. But he took them for you and for me. And here Joseph, he's living a life the best he can. But I want you to think about probably what goes through his mind. And here he tries to take that stand for God. Deeper and deeper in the valley. But yet Joseph, it talks about here, as soon as he gets cast into the prison, it says that he found favor in the keeper of the prison. He was into slavery. Yet he found favor in Potiphar. He's cast into prison for something he didn't do. Yet he finds favor with the prison keeper. That's God. We wonder how that we can go through these trials and the tribulations. Probably none of us, hopefully, have been through what Joseph has been through here. But I pray that God has saw you through these things. And you know, as brothers and sisters, we can help each other along the way. But when it gets right down to it, my wife has been a great helpmate to me. I thank God for my wife. But there is times that my wife is going through things that I cannot help her with. There's things in my life that I cannot help her with. We've tried to help Kiara the last couple of weeks. But there is things in Kiara's life that I cannot help her with. But you know, I know a God that I can talk to, that can cry out to her in that midnight hour, that can deliver her. That same God that put favor with Joseph can put favor in her life. The same God that can put favor in her life can put favor in your life with those trials and the tribulations and the things that's raging around you. God can put favor in people's eyes. Have you ever been around somebody that you feel like they're not doing nothing but trying to be a stumbling block to you? But you know God can deal with that. God can set them and deal with their hearts that they will come to have favor with you in their eyes. I believe that. I can remember a time in my workplace. I wanted to go back to a place that I had worked. And I can remember thinking, I really want to do that. And they had asked that I come back. But the job that I was in at the time, they wouldn't let me go. They wouldn't let me move to better myself. And I got kind of aggravated, just to be honest with you. Bitter for just a little while. Instead of praying and asking God, if it's meant to be, Lord, let it be. If it's not, Lord, don't let it be. And taking it for that and trusting in God. But yet I had feelings of aggravation and anger. It went about a year and a half. They had one of their layoffs. They laid the whole department that I wanted to go to off. But God was showing me favor so I could raise my family. Sure, if something had happened, I believe if it had been His path, He would have found me another job. But the path that He had given me, I was trying to change it. But yet, He knew what was best. And then there I was questioning what God was doing. Bitterness. How many times have we did that in our lives? I'm telling you, I'm guilty of it. But God has a plan for your life. Just as He did Joseph's. It's easy when we're looking on somebody else's. It's so easy for you to look at me. If you knew me, I know I've only been here a couple of times. But it's so easy for you to find fault in me because I'm human. Because I fail and I come up short. God's not that way. God's the same every day. God was the same yesterday. God will be the same tomorrow. And you can bank on it. He's going to be there for you. He'll help you to take the stand. He'll give you the peace when you can't get peace nowhere else. You can try everything else in this whole world, but God's got something for you that nobody else can give you. Just as he gave this to Joseph, at any time, Joseph could have bowed up and quit. He could have. How many times have we been ready to quit? How many times have we quit? And we couldn't fulfill the purpose that God gave us, because we would fail to see that it was God's path in our lives. But yet here, it said that he found favor. Here again, Joseph, in chapter 40, there was a couple of folks that got imprisoned. One of them was a chief baker, and one of them was a chief butler. And here they were thrown into prison, and Joseph is going to interpret their dreams. One was good and one was bad. But he asked that one to remember him when he was released after he interpreted the dream. And the one lived, and the butler or the baker was hanged. The one that lived, that he interpreted the dream, he asked him specifically to make mention of him. In verse 14 in chapter 40, it says, "But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon." Here Joseph is pleading with him to make mention of him to Pharaoh so that he might be released, because I didn't do anything to get in here. So he interpreted the dream. But yet this man failed him. He failed him immediately. As soon as he got what he wanted, he forgot about old Joseph. How many times in our lives today have we got bitter over folks that's forgot us? There's been so many times that I've probably let people down and not even know that I've let them down. Because we get our minds focused on so many things. I'm not even talking about so many bad things. But God gave this man an opportunity to cry out to him for Joseph's sake. But yet he didn't. He didn't tell Pharaoh. And here Joseph again was let down by man. And it says here in the first verse of chapter 41, "And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years." Joseph was in prison for 2 years for something he did not do, forsaken by man. But yet Joseph knew that his journey was important. Joseph knew God had showed him in the dreams of what he had to do and some of the things that were going to come to pass. But yet here, Joseph continues on. And here, Pharaoh has a dream. And he finally remembers to tell Pharaoh about Joseph, that he had interpreted his dreams. And Pharaoh, he calls and he asks Joseph to interpret his dream. And Joseph tells him about the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of the famine. Immediately, he had favor in Pharaoh's eyes. Joseph had something that all these folks saw. And it got their attention every time. No matter what circumstances Joseph was in, he found favor in their eyes. And that's my God today. If we're living a life that is pleasing to Him, if we're living a life for Him, you know, God saved us. If you're here this morning and you're one of His, we're to serve Him. And He has a task for each one of us to do. And our first and foremost calling is to try to lead folks to the Lord. You know, so many times, and I have been guilty of it, We don't see folks saved in the church because the pastor this, the pastor that. But you tell me who could get more folks of the lost folks into this church house, the pastor or you? How many people's in here today? I don't have any idea. But it doesn't matter by number. But let's say 50. It takes everybody in this building getting on fire for God and letting this world see Jesus Christ in you to get them in here today. They need to see, and you need to have favor in their eyes. You're not going to have favor in this world's eyes today if you got one foot in, you got one foot out. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your life. It takes him down, way down deep below the collarbone I'm talking about, for others to see Christ in you. So many empty pews in here. I tell you, God has blessed you folks with a beautiful church. But wouldn't it be more beautiful if there was somebody sitting in every one of these spots? And what's going to get them in here is for you and me to have favor in their eyes. Just as Joseph here, God had this plan for Joseph. He's going to turn around and he's going to be their Savior. God has given you that ability this morning to be somebody's Savior. You cannot save them, but you can lead them to one that can this morning. If we'll keep our eyes on Christ, we keep him down in our heart, we keep all these other things, that's when people's going to see God in you. That's where you're going to find favor. But we get on down here, and he interprets that, and he finds favor in Pharaoh. And he ends up, they give him a wife, and he marries, and he calls chapter 41, verse 51, and Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And here I want you to think about that just for a minute. Joseph had that relationship with the Lord. He knew where his peace and his comfort come from. He knew that God had given it. It says that he named him that because he hath made forgot my all my toil and all my father's house. He gave him peace when nobody else could give him peace. He gave him comfort when nobody else could give him comfort. And Joseph knew where that was coming from. He knew that it was coming from the Lord. He named his child that because of the things that God had done for him. He goes on, it talks about his second born. And it says, the name of the second child, he Ephraim, for God hath called me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. You know, God can cause you this morning to be fruitful in the land of your affliction this morning. I'm going to tell you, we can think, I have saw folks, there was a man, one of my best friends that I ever had. I saw that man go through cancer. I saw him go through so many trials and tribulations as he got older. And I think one of the most things that he went through was loneliness. He lost his wife. And then he went through the cancers. But that man had a testimony. He studied every day. He prayed every day. And through it all, you could not go visit him. You could not call him that he wouldn't praise the Lord. You think we can't have that today? I'm telling you today, the reason we can't have it is because we don't want it today. We ought to want this kind of relationship with our Heavenly Father instead of just being a part-timer. We need to be full-timers in this our Christian walks, because it matters today. Just as it did here, think about the trials and the tribulations he went through day in, day out, sitting there for 2 years in prison. And I would say that I would be one hard-hearted individual. But with God. Somebody was talking about a request this morning about praying that the Lord would open up the door that she could witness and tell somebody that was sick about the Lord. That ought to be every one of our desires. Every day, we ought to ask God to open up a door that we could tell somebody about Him that don't have Him, that is in no hope and no peace and no joy. But yet we cannot do that sometimes because we're living a life like we have no hope no peace and no joy. But I'm going to tell you today, you got it today. If you've got Him as Lord and Savior today, you got everything. The things of this world mean absolutely zero. Your eternity means everything. We're just here for just a little while, folks. But yet we consume our minds and our time with the things of this world. It's oh me about this, it's oh my about that. But I'm going to tell you, we ought to be praising Him. Praising Him for who He is today, because He's God. Because He's made a way of escape for every one of us today. I don't know if it excites you or not, but I'm telling you, it does me. But He's real. And out of everything, again, He loves you. You know, if you've been saved for 50 years, He loved you before you ever come to know Him. He loved you when you was out in the muck and the mire, dirty. He loved you. And He loves you today. If you're here and you've never accepted Him as Lord and Savior, He loves you this morning. But here, I'm going to go back to chapter 50. But as for you, in verse 20, but as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. God placed Joseph in the position that he was in. He stored up all that stuff in the 7 years of the plenty, so those people wouldn't starve to death. His own brothers and sisters, the ones that sold him into all that stuff, they came. And he ended up being their savior, so to speak. Because he was willing to be used of God, the people didn't perish and starve to death. You know, it's the same thing with Jesus. He was here. He was no guilt. And he paid the price so that we might be saved. But here Joseph had this journey that he ended up helping the people that they didn't starve to death. You know, we need to be as a church, as a body of believers, as a bunch of Christians, as a bunch of brothers and sisters. There's people around us that are literally starving to death. And if we could just give them just a little bit of grain, just something to feed on to get them through the day, a word of discouragement that they come out with, and you can give them some encouragement. But yet so many times, unlike Joseph, we're living a life that we're defeated Christians today. God did not call us to be defeated. He calls us to be the salt of the earth. We cannot do it today if we walk around defeated. Sure, I come up short in our daily walks. But God deals with me on some things sometimes. I don't know. There was a man that I know for years. He was always rough. He's always one that spoke his mind at the drop of a hat. And it usually wasn't pleasant. It might be right what he was saying, but he sure didn't go about it in a good way. And I got moved at work. And I didn't see him for, I don't know, a few years. And I had to go up there and work on some stuff. And I was sitting in there, I had to log on to the computer. And I was trying to look some stuff up. And he walked through just for a brief period of time. I said, "Hey, how you doing?" "I'm okay." And he kept walking. And I didn't think nothing about it. I was in my own little world. My own little journey for that day. My own little overwhelming job that I had. That I couldn't say. "You need something?" Nothing did I say. I went into work the next morning. And that man took his life. I had an opportunity to do something, but yet I did not do it. And I still think about it. Some things happen And you're not going to get over, but by the grace of God, we got to keep going. I missed that opportunity. I missed that window that God gave me just to say, God loves you, brother. Just a little bit of encouragement that I could have gave, just a little lifeline that I could have gave him, that might could have changed something. So many today, though, are getting the lifeline and they will not grab on. But yet we cannot get immune to what's going on around us. We cannot get cold and indifferent toward our folks that are in, lost in this dying world. They're being deceived today. But we got to keep throwing the lifeline. How many opportunities have you folks had? You know, if everyone in here was honest, we don't see the opportunities till it's too late. You know, that one will stick with me. But what about all the other opportunities that somebody was in the ditch that God has given me an opportunity to witness to them? To give them that little bit of grain that they need to get through. But if you're here today, I would ask you, whatever your circumstances are, whatever your circumstances were yesterday, don't let it dictate today. Don't let what's going on or what's happened discourage you from following the Lord. Don't let what happened in this church, I don't know nothing in here. I can tell you, I talked to Aaron a little bit, but I never heard him say nothing about nobody, nothing about this church other than you didn't have a pastor. But I don't know what's going on here. I don't know anything. So I'm not nothing towards anybody. But so much stuff goes on in God's house anymore. So many things that hinders what God's trying to do. And we allow it to happen. We allow ourselves to get discouraged. We allow the things of this world to discourage us. Our family situations. But yet God's the same every day. And there's people watching. And there's people that's going hungry. And there's people here today that are probably hungry. But I want to tell you about a place that you can come and eat. I'm talking about my Father's table this morning. You know, if you need just a little bit of mercy, it's up here. If you need just a little bit of peace, it's up here. If you need just a little bit of comfort, it's up here. If you need just a little bit of guidance, it's up here. If you need just a little bit of salvation, it's up here. If you don't know the way today, the way, it's up here. Whatever your need is this morning, God's got it. Whatever you're carrying today that's weighing you down, that's bogging you down, God wants it. He wants to give you whatever it takes to get you through your journey. He wants to take whatever it is that's anchoring you down and holding you down this morning. He wants it. He wants you to turn loose of it. And if you don't know Him like I know Him, I want you to know Him. I prayed for you this morning. I prayed for you throughout the week that God would touch your hearts this morning. You know, I can give you the words. I can read it via the book this morning. I can tell you how to do it. But I can't save you. I can't make you walk the aisle to meet the one that can. But I can sure tell you about it. We all need to be doing our part. Let's bow our heads, please. Sister, if somebody wants to come and play. If you're here this morning, I've already mentioned it a couple of times, but first and foremost, God loves you this morning. God has a plan like no other for your life. If you don't know Him as Lord and Savior, and you feel like your hearts are beating out of your chest this morning, would you come? Would you come and know the one that can take all this stuff away from you? Would you come and know the one that can give you eternity in heaven this morning? You may have been in this church for 30 years, but you've never accepted Jesus Christ. I was in revival a while back. There was a lady, she was in her 70s, had taught Sunday school for 30 years, and she named to know Christ that night, said she had never accepted Him. God's willing this morning. If you're willing to move this morning, He's willing to do His part this morning. He wants to make your way easy this morning. Anyone at all that don't know Him as Lord and Savior, if you're here this morning, you're hung up, your cart's in a ditch this morning, and you need just a little bit of help, I tell you, it's up here this morning. Would you come and pray and ask God for whatever circumstance it is that's got you sidetracked? We've all probably got them. But God's asking you to move this morning. Are you willing to take just a few steps and cry out to one that can this morning? If God's dealt with your heart this morning, please don't go out the same way as you come in. Please do not leave here this morning the same way that you came in here. Everyone ought to have the desire to be a little bit closer to Him. And I hope that you are. But I pray that if there's something weighing you down this morning, would you come? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You, God, as humbly as we know how, Father. And Lord, we just pray for our brother that's come to the altar this morning. Lord, I pray, God, that You just bless him, Lord. I pray, God, that You just use him in a mighty way, Lord. And Lord, we just ask You, God, to be with each one this morning, Father. We're so thankful to be in Your house this morning, Lord. We're thankful for Your word this morning, Father. And God, I just pray for hearts this morning, Father. I pray, God, that You just continue to deal with hearts, Lord. I pray that if somebody here that don't know You, Lord, I pray, God, for conviction upon their heart, Lord. I pray, God, for that You just show them their needs, Father. I pray, God, that their eyes this blinded, Lord, that You'd make them to see, Father. I pray that for somebody here that's cold and indifferent, Father, I pray, God, that You just touch their heart as well, Father. And Lord, I pray, God, that You'd help us all, Lord, to be Christians that You'd have us to be, Lord. Give us a burning desire, Lord, in our hearts, Lord, to see lost folks saved, Lord. I pray, Lord, that You'd help us all with that, Lord. I fail You, Lord. I ask You to forgive me of that, Father, of just how serious this is, Lord. But I pray, God, for my brothers and my sisters that sit here, Lord. I pray, God, that You just fill up their cups, Lord. And we thank You again for the privilege of being able to be in Your house this morning, Lord. We thank You for Your word. And it's in Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen.